Bendiga o que vai vir, eu vou.
Makitan ni lang na yung nakto, tiya ka din, nuna ka din. Akta na kaya matatakuwa, kabo nga tala kikistalo mo yung mga kadakimat ko ba yun.
The next one is Joe's son from Shungnak.
at lamig sila ta na tatkimunga ta na panagtukariga sa lamig sila sila. Tama tat kalabig kit tapo uko kit kami kimunga munita. Tara igalak tat pichadi tapo. Uwang uwa kubang bit tema nakanga tema ukawalaw ako tulit ko sa mga si komisyon ay igala kami yote ng kaktabi ng mga tufra na ito ng banglale tufra slab na dahil mani mga si libig ng mani inyunatit ilang isyok dahil ma si komik igalin larak to dahil ma si takog lokman dahil mani takap ko ilokadig pignya igala laitok
gotta get a little bit darker Joe. Go ahead,
I'll... What? 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 You won't even know how to look at you. Takazuma, Tabruma, Pixuma, Igal, Igalixam, Atata Kana, Ibru Roketka, Niva Laini Kamet, Okamata, Tatna Niva Kala, Lota Kana, Manas Kenya, Avatan, Niva Kluva. Ba pikso tininga ni melo ka regalak tunga aglano ba tikilipan pikso ba papangan pikso tani to tuksima nungo naksimik pikso sabit sa natema ko uktok tam na lugok to ka aglano ba ipuraka na chok takko takirut na pahtubot kapani tam na isa tigo kailas nungo inya tam na ase una tigo que le escribo un buena ase mona samma mona sutna kutuk lugo balognik akluna mi gase nugo lugo tigo que escribo tara tara go paul risa tara paul rit mi pena mi kana ta na sa naksa pikson ubasi tam na Ilocano na man na kanotok lugo Ilocano ilrok lugo pwede ka ta kami lung ibrulani kami lung takal luminga takal nga kisinggok ka kami lung tat pikso mo na syawak sip lugo tat kamak na tam na tara kisin nukka nga ta takal luma tayo ta takal nago akra ta itnakaknik ka nga tepcho tat na taro na igaliko na si tat na nivak luma man na kindi nga kaak nga piyalak pa luma kigat man rumo nga lo kaanga nga sagutigip luma taman na tat na sa tingaluga oran ligubas kanyak igala kautip luto wawot piyati wot uba pikso wa pa na mo kota tara namina piksa ilugun ni pakto dotabili ibrulilya mata inoktot kuglo sule alaksara ulo ibrulilya ala mi tablo batu syaka kuminyay nyerat at aglato kay brulip yutin itnagla no kitak lukit pinirita lato kano sa kaklog yun dito at hindi siya manak si mikyulo piyat aglano ba dahil suma ako kautinig ka nga dahil yung trog ka nga isyakak dun eh pinyak na lapekto ukpik paklog ni piklerit met tasama kanukte itna tamat ko siling nekta tuba upaktok tak nasir ligo ko buk pik pakit namin ilinya ko pik minye tada logik sa tupek itka it narakto na nina takat ko tak nasayak pisik narakigan tam na uba kasi una taluk sa nga sulit tada itna napakigo ni pik yaitsok tasama tam na ang manik sa nga
This is the ground level. This is excavated down, right? This is dirt. This is dirt. And this is a dirt floor.
Yeah.
And these, what is this?
This was
a stick.
Yeah. The frame, part of the frame. But he said this was the level of the ground, and this is how deep they dug.
I see. All right, then these are four posts, four big timbers. The house should have, as I understand it, the house should be like this. It has four posts. We're looking at it from above, and fireplace here. Is that right?
Yeah.
exactly the, what he said.
Four posts, and then these
and
are connected.
The four corners of that old thing, and then it was the.
And then timbers across.
Timbers across.
And then timbers came up from the side, and then sod went on top. Now what we need to know is the names of these four timbers.
Well, the post, and then I can explain the way I seen it, and then these four timbers, and then it was a crossway, the one I've seen from the old time before our time. It dug about 4 feet, and then.
It's Sheldon explaining about Joe's son's house.
Any length of, maybe I draw it, but
well,
I don't.
Well, let's Chester. Chester was next. You go ahead, Chester. Come on.
Yeah,
and then,
after
and then,
him.
Right.
I will.
Okay.
You got pictures already.
Hmm?
Right?
Yeah.
You've done already.
Yeah, we've got.
All right.
This next one is Chester Civic.
That fire under the window. When you make fire, you have to open the door a little bit, like stove. And then smoke from down here just go right up, open that window.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep that door shut, that smoke just go on in the place.
Elwood Honeycutt explaining about the fireplace.
You understand now?
I understand. You bet.
Okay.
You're making a draft for me.
Umawa Clayton, Muyomo Karaya, Ukivik, Settlement Howl. Not Iblulik, we call Iblulik a temporary house.
All right.
Iblulik Mikuna. Iglaw na kakto din na yung lakta kami, inilakta ka nga, tayo kikputu wang uti brulik big. Yeah, brulik big tayo kikputu. Uba, bako ako nagnap si, iyuna ako si ginagandik, na bakto ina ame yung pupigaw na kanyang piligni, uba, ilinik ka nga, nalaw lugo, new day did lak derat pada buba ibrum lek mi baka kau di marwa kebali di kenya iklau ra kto tibulle mut iklau ra kto udani settlement itabe pichok tabra gra nuke ikame uke kubat ibrum lek to ni chul tabra ille rote bidak dekso buba na bak tu ich chok kibali ek ok pek ta ban ok pek ki se ek na ng mi laga de e wi sta gna wet alo wali ra gna ch ba na in na ga to ab ke me na ich chok da na raw ani ku jin matun ani ku jamit pin matun Igal de kagune si tatpikan de kulade igalumbek igal de kagune talo kagune tapos na kagul aglamet kit kauna tiu naglak kiduk mik putu tiblu kiyegru laglu ik sande ko takau de kuju mnyaglu bole batuk pat ini mu nukil lemik ukon man ilu lilegaat aci tema mak bersa kamelu kamna ubuk teratok tiga kulit cuk ubunga itu tiba doak ukping yung kalau aku bagi jangan tu
I married a white girl twice, so I only speak the English language because my wife speaks English.
This is Sheldon.
But still, I can speak Eskimo. So therefore, you've seen exactly what they've seen, and they live on it in their time. But this, I'm going to explain a little bit before our times, what I've seen it and what I know, digging the ground way up to Surpoapto on Selby Lake. And then, I'm not a drawer, but I'm going to explain it after I try. They don't mention about 4 feet deep, but I've seen it 4 feet deep, right? Even my home across the river from the Shangnak village, I have a house. It's alongside of me, about this deep, it dug down to the ground. That's Tubibak or Ivrulik or something like that, or Iglurak or Kivirak or anything like that. And those Moss house they're talking about. But I'm gonna try a little bit. This is the ground, on top of the ground. And this is 4 feet. And then above the 4 feet deep duct, about 2 feet, not too high, maybe 3 feet. And then something like this. This is the strong timber. And then even before this duct, as much as deep as they can. And this one here, this is the duct, about 4 feet, and then still deeper than that. And then this is the post, I should call it, and then another one over there too somewhere, the same length, I'm going to draw it on the front. And then this one here, and other one too, that's post like this. And this one here should be like that, and then put across the length way that the strong timbers. And then after that, another log. And then, so therefore, this one here, on that length log that way. And then, they're going to put a length way timbers like this. And then, strong one to the log way back. And then, these strong timbers. And from there on, they put another one too, like this. And then, this one should be a little higher. Should be. And then from there, the little timbers, put it on top. They're always put that thing to stay on. And then this one here, crossway again for that. And then those, I draw it a little bit different, but in order to let you know the two cross piece for the length piece again, long. And then they put that, and then they put cross piece after those top ones. And then they put a cross piece in where they want a window. Those old timers used the Ugruk intestines, because in my time we have for the window, Ugruk intestines for the window, because we have it. I think my dad buy it from Samson Kano, because because he come down here to buy everything what we need, and then he is rich man in Siliega. Those two bought a lot of things for us up there. And then this one here, I'm talking about, they put on that ground, they put a split timbers, we call it, because we have a lot of timbers. And then all the way to the back. And then, and after that, they put a on top of this, the same way with the logs, and then they have to cover this before I get here. They said only moss, but I know when they cut banks, all the moss is get it lower on the banks, and then after 3-4 years, it's get all the moss is pinch and pinch and pinch. It's called ikaptala. That's for the roofing. Waterproof moss, that's a kaftala. When you cut it right kind of a kaftala, you can cut it the same width if you want it, and then about this thick, you cut it and then roll it just like a rolling, there's something, roofing paper, any length you want for that to cover the house. That's a waterproof, even how rain comes, it won't leak. Even better than roofing paper. And then you cover that thing, moss, all the way. And then after that, you cover it with the dirt you want, any thickness you want. That's a cold proof and rain proof or weather proof, that is. And then this one here, this is the ground, 4 feet. And then I've seen like this, cut, and then about 20 feet, this is the old timers before my time. And then they dug it about 20 or 30 feet, a lot longer than this one. And then it has little steps to go out from that, and then they covered the same thing with the timbers and all of that, and then covered the same as this one. And then that out there, it's another door. And this one here should be like this, not this way, a little bit slant this way. And then black bear skin and brown bear doubled, and then black bear should be in. And then like the old timer said, that they tied this thing and they tied and opened it, and then it was like this. And then when you go out, the door set by itself, and then it won't, cool air comes. But when in the middle of this, it was not on the air, but on the floor. That's a fireplace, little boulders for the fire. And then you have fire in the same length of that, same straight from the window. And then on top of this, it has a little higher yet, about two logs like this, and use the ugru intestines for the winter, and then for the winter. And my mother said after they have a fire, when it's get a real red hot from the red stones, the other things, and then they thrown out the timbers, like Joe said. Some of the women's experience when they open the window, and then even little charcoal, they throw out experienced ones. And then after that, they set this one here, even covered with a sheep skin in order to keep it warm. And my mother said only once have a fire for the 24 hours, never get cold. All the children without clothes stay inside for that long, 24 hours. And then this was a ivrolik or tubig bath or something like that. And then some other, yeah, soligorak too. And then those old villages that mars about this deep right now, and trees about this thick, it grows on other building connect to that storm shed 20 or 30 feet long, another igloo, soligorak. And then when the war came, they can escape that both ways, both ends. And some of them 15 by 15, some of them 20 by 15. And then one building about almost 30 feet, I think that's a Khajigi. The place I'm talking about is Kokoluktuk, about 8 miles from the mouth of the Kokoluktuk. That's an old village, a lot of buildings. And then one little old little igloo, maybe 8 by 8, that must be the old Anarurak, maybe, with a with little orphan grandson, seems to me like. Way end, that's a little old. That's in that place. If we get up there with a boat in the right time, we can dig it. Some of the old houses, it's fall down by the Cut River. That's in the story. That's invaders from the Arctic, from somewhere, for Anaktuvik or Lucky Six or somewhere. That's the village was on story time. And then when we dig in with me, Mr. Gidding's son with us, me and Leonard,